Hello, and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, February 19th, 2018. Welcome to Day 396. Students from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School are calling for a March 24th March on Washington and a national student walkout to demand action on gun control and challenge the politicians that have failed to protect them. The shooting at the Parkland, Florida high school on February 14th left 17 dead. Reuters and ABC News say the March 24th march is to bring attention to school safety, ask lawmakers to enact gun control, and demand that their lives and safety become a priority and that we end this epidemic of mass school shootings. They're encouraging students from around the country to join the protest. Next, the LA Times says former Trump aide Rick Gates will plead guilty to fraud-related charges and has agreed to testify against Paul Manafort. Gates, who's currently facing roughly 18 months in prison, could see, quote, a substantial reduction in his sentence, end quote, if he cooperates with Mueller's investigation. Next, Politico says several conservatives are calling on Trump to issue presidential pardons as a way of limiting Robert Mueller's investigation. Larry Klayman, a conservative legal activist, said, I think he should pardon everybody, meaning Paul Manafort, Rick Gates, Mike Flynn, and George Papadopoulos, and pardon himself. Next, the Washington Post says the new White House security clearances policy puts a bullseye on Jared Kushner, according to an official. John Kelly announced Friday that the White House will no longer allow some employees with interim security clearances to access top-secret information. Abby Lowell, one of Kushner's lawyers, said Kelly's directive, quote, will not affect Mr. Kushner's ability to continue to do the very important work he has been assigned by the president, end quote. Kushner requests more information from the intelligence community than any White House employee. Meanwhile, CNN says Robert Mueller's interest in Jared Kushner has expanded beyond his contacts with Russia and now includes his efforts to secure financing for his company from foreign investors during the presidential transition. Mueller's investigators have been asking about Kushner's conversations during the transition to finance a Kushner Companies-backed New York City office building facing financial troubles. Next, Politico, The Washington Post, and CNN say Donald Trump blamed everybody but Russia as he lashed out against the Russia investigation in a 9-hour profanity-laced and error-laden tweet storm. He attacked the FBI, CNN, the Democratic Party, his national security advisor, former President Obama, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Hillary Clinton, and more. He never criticized Russia or Putin's attempts to undermine U.S. elections. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster, meanwhile, said the evidence is now incontrovertible that Russia meddled in the U.S. political system, essentially telling the Munich Security Conference to ignore Trump's tweet. The Washington Post says Trump countered on Twitter, naturally, quote, General McMaster forgot to say that the results of the 2016 election were not impacted or changed by the Russians, and that the only collusion was between Russia and Crooked H, the DNC, and the Dems, end quote. And finally, The Hill is reporting that Trump suggested that the FBI could have stopped the school shooter at a Florida high school if they spent less time on the Russia investigation. Quote, very sad that the FBI missed all of the many signals sent out by the Florida school shooter. This is not acceptable. They are spending too much time trying to prove Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. There is no collusion. Get back to the basics and make us all proud, end quote. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Donald Trump Jr. will give a foreign policy speech while on an unofficial business trip to India promoting his family's real estate projects. 2. Pennsylvania's Supreme Court issued a new congressional map to replace the state's current gerrymandered one, which the court said is so partisan that it violates the state's constitution. 3. Trump called Oprah very insecure and accused her of being biased and slanted after she moderated a discussion between 14 pro- and anti-Trump voters. And 4. Trump went golfing today, 3 days after skipping a weekend of golf out of respect for the 17 people killed in the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School last week. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.